إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse from the Quran gives us a set of beautiful instructions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. O you believe, no men should ridicule other men, perhaps they may be better than them. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. And no women shall ridicule other women, perhaps they may be better than them. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not insult one another, do not defame one another, do not be sarcastic of one another. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not call each other by offensive nicknames. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقَ بَعْدِ الْإِيمَانِ. Wretched is the name of disobedience after having attained to faith. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whoever does not repent, it is they who are the wrongdoers. This is a beautiful set of instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certain prohibitions from certain characteristics that drive people away from one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us, do not belittle one another, do not degrade one another, do not mock one another, do not look down at one another. And this can be done by several ways and means. One can make fun of his Muslim brother or Muslim sister by words, or by action, or by gesture, or by mimicking the way they behave, or the way they drink, or the way they eat, or the way they do their work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is prohibiting us from ridiculing or making fun of one another. People make fun of one another because of different reasons. Some people make fun of other people because of the way they look, or because of the job that they do, or because of different reasons and the criteria. A beautiful sister may make fun of her sister because she is ugly. A rich person may make fun of another person because of his poverty. A strong person may make fun of another person because of his weakness, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited all forms of ridiculing and making fun of one another. And all these reasons or these criteria that people have put to make fun of one another are false, and are nothing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the only criterion in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the taqwa that the person has, is how much consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one has in his heart, how much is the person is fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and compliant with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum inna Allaha 'alimun khabir. All mankind, we have created you out of a single pair of male and female, and we made you into nations and tribes so that you may get to know one another. Indeed, the most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is more conscious of him. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Dear brothers and sisters, know that in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us of our origin, that we all belong to one human family, that is the family of Adam and Hawa, and that we are all from one origin. We are created from dust. None of us was created from silver or gold or other origin. So we don't possess anything that by which we can say that I am better than this person or better than that person. All of us belong to all of us are originated from the same source, but the criterion, the only criterion, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Indeed, the most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is more conscious of him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Muslim, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَشْكَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take into consideration your physical appearances or your shapes. Rather, he take into considerations your intentions and your actions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, كَمْ مِنْ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ ذِيْتِ الْمُرَيْنِ لَا يُؤْبَهُ لَهُ مُصَفِّحٍ عَنِ الْأَبْوَابِ فِي رِوَايَةٍ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. There might be a person who is disheveled, dusty, wearing very worn clothes, and he is a person to whom nobody pays any attention. But if he is to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is going to happen, or this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will agree with him and fulfill his oath. So this person who's outward looking is not that impressive. A person who's poor, dusty, disheveled, people don't pay attention to him, people may belittle him, but he has in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great status. On the other hand, you may find a person who is handsome and who assume a very good position of power, and he's affluent, he's known to people, but he has a ruined heart and a dead heart. So and therefore one should be very careful not to rush to the judgment of people and belittle people. And listen to this story which was recorded by Imam Bukhari, wherein He said that a man passed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked another person who was with him, "Ma ra'yuka fi hadha ar-rajul?" What do you think of this man? And that person answered, he said that رجل من أشراف المسلمين هذا والله حري إن خطب أن ينكح وإن شفع أن يشفع وإن قال أن يسمع. By Allah, this is one of the noble people of the Muslims. This person is worthy. If he is to propose for a marriage, his proposal is to be accepted. If he is to intercede in a matter, his intercession must be accepted. And if he says something, people ought to listen to what he says. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet for a while. And then another person passed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the company which was him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again asked the same person, مَا رَأْيُكَ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, what do you think of this person? And that man said, هَذَا رَجُلٌ مِنْ فُقَرَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ هَذَا حَرِيٌ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَلَّا يُنْكَحْ وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَلَّا يُشَفَّعْ وَإِنْ قَالَ أَلَّا يُسْمَعَ لَهُ. That this person is not worthy. He is one of the poorest, poor people of the Muslims. He is not worthy. If he is to propose in a marriage, his proposal is to be rejected. And if he is to intercede, his intercession is to be rejected. And if he is to say something, is not worthy of listening to him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this golden statement that we must engrave in our heart. We must understand, because this attitude of belittling people and looking down upon people and being boastful toward other people drive people away from one another. And this is why we have as Muslims to understand that we may be making fun of somebody who is better than them in the sight of Allah, and this is what counts really in the sight of, this is what counts. What counts is our weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that هذا خير من ملء الأرض مثل هذا, that this person is better than the earth full of the like of the other person. He is better than the earth full of the like of other person. See, this person who was poor, who was of insignificant position in the society, yet he has that high rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibit us from marking one another and mocking at one another and making fun of one another and belittling one another? Because this is a sign that the person who is mocking has this evil quality, evil characteristic that is called kibr, arrogance. This is evil characteristic, and this is a sign that the person has the feeling of superiority, that I am better than him. The same attitude of Iblis, the same attitude that caused Iblis to be rejected and ejected from paradise. And in order for the people not to have any confusion about what constitute kibr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly defined kibr for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Muslim, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر, that the person who possesses as little as the equivalent of an atom weight of arrogance will never enter paradise. Then a man who was present asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إن الرجل منا يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنة, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله جميل يحب الجمال, الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. He said that, O Rasulullah, one of us likes to wear beautiful clothes and likes to wear beautiful shoes. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most beautiful and He loves beauty. Allah possesses the absolute beauty. Beauty in His essence, in His attributes, and in His actions. And whatever you are talking about is not part of arrogance. Arrogance rather is بطر الحق وغمط الناس, the rejection of the truth and the degrading of people, the belittling of people. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined kibr for us. The arrogant person is a person who in his mind is perfect and who looks upon people as subject of humility and people who are filled with fall shortcomings and faults, and this is why he deal with them in that manner and degrade them and belittle them. Now, when the person, the arrogant person, sees have this feeling, the feeling that the other people are nothing, this means that they are not fit that I give them their right, or if they say anything right, that I accept it from them. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-kibru bataru al-haqqi wa ghamtu an-nas." Rejection of the truth and degrading of people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له, ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the prohibition of belittling other people and looking down upon them, and we said that this is a sign of arrogance, and we defined arrogance. Arrogance is so evil that one of our scholars, he said that التكبر شر من الشرك فإن المتكبر يتكبر عن عبادة الله والمشرك يعبد الله وغيره. He said that arrogance is even worse than shirk. Both are evil. Both are grave sins. But he is saying that arrogance is worse because the mushrik, the person who commits shirk, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship others beside Allah. However, the arrogant person is too arrogant to submit, too arrogant to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, if we look closely at the major characters in the Quran, in the book of Allah, who rejected faith and rejected the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that the driving force for that was arrogance, as is in the case of Iblis, as in the case of Qarun, who was told by his people, "La tafrah, inna Allah la yuhibbu al-farihin." Do not be arrogant, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are arrogant. He said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He referred all the bounties that he have, and he used to have a lot of treasures and a lot of bounties, so much so that a group of people were barely able to carry the keys for his treasures. But he referred all of this to something that he has in him, some good quality. He believes that he deserves this independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun, same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing the reason why they rejected faith, he said, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَنِينَ. They were too arrogant to accept Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were among those who exalted themselves in on earth. They were puffed up, feeling that nobody is as great as they are. So who is this man who is inviting me now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to submit to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Fir'aun thinking about submitting to someone other than his own desires and his shaitan. So it is the sin that drove Iblis out of the mercy of Allah and drove other people like Qarun and Fir'aun out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we see in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Jahannam as a mathwan lil-zalimin, the dwelling of the arrogant people. And he told us that he has sealed upon the hearts of the arrogant people. كذلك يطبع الله على قلبي على كل قلب متكبر جبار. Dear brothers and sisters, as a punishment for those people who boast about themselves in this life and they are too arrogant to submit to the truth, and those who often belittle other people and look down upon them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the manner of their resurrection on the day of judgment and how humiliating it will be for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يحشر المتكبرون يوم القيامة أمثال الذر في صور الرجال يغشاهم الذل من كل مكان يساقون إلى سجن في جهنم يسمى بولس تعلوهم نار الأنيار ويسقون من عصارة أهل النار طينة الخبار. That the arrogant people will be resurrected on the day of resurrection as small as ants. They were too big in this life. They thought too high of themselves in this life. They were puffed up. And as a punishment for them on the day of resurrection, they will be resurrected as small as ants with the images of human beings. يَغْشَاهُمُ الذُّلُّ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Humiliation will overwhelm them from every side, and they will be driven to a prison in Jahannam called Bawlas, and the most intense of all fire will be overwhelming them, and they will be forced to drink out of the juices of the dwellers of the hellfire. This is the most awful cocktail. These juices of the dwellers of the hellfire, it is the pus, the blood, the sweat, and the filth of the dwellers of the hellfire that these people will be forced to drink. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم." It is enough evil for a man to belittle his Muslim brother. Imagine if we really understand this. And the youth among us and the adult among us, they deal with each other based on this mutual respect and giving every person his due right. And imagine if the people really deal with one another as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to deal, as he said in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants, Allah praising these people, he's saying, the servants of Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, are those who walk on earth humbly. Allah described the believers, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They are merciful towards one another. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Humble towards one another. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا الْمُوَطَّؤُونَ أَكْنَافًا. The most complete in their faith from among the believers are those who are humble. الَّذِينَ يَأْلَفُونَ وَيَأْلُفُونَ. Those who befriend others, easily befriend others, and can be easily be friends for others. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَفْ وَلَا يُعْلَفْ. And there is no goodness in someone who cannot be easily befriended. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that إِنَّ أَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ
أحاسنكم أخلاقا الموطؤون أكنافا الذين يألفون ويؤلفون وإن أبغضكم إلي المشاؤون بالنميمة المفرقون بين الأحبة الملتمسون البراء العنت. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the dearest amongst you to me are those who have better conduct, those who possess good manners, those who are humble, and the worst and the most hated amongst you to me are those who walk between people by spreading slander and by driving people who love one another away from one another, those who seek to find faults in innocent people to burden them by that. So dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ, whoever humble himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his brothers, Allah will raise him up. Unlike what people think that if somebody is humble, if a rich person is humbling himself with a poor person, or a powerful person is humbling himself before a weak person, that this is going to degrade his position. Unlike what people think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised through the tongue of his messenger that مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ, whoever humble himself before his Muslim brothers, Allah, for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise his rank. And exactly the opposite to that, whoever is arrogant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will degrade him and disgrace him. Dear brothers and sisters, it's important for us to be humble towards one another. And humbleness, if you want to know the reality of humbleness, you just reverse the definition of kibr, arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, arrogance is the rejection of the truth, and it is to degrade people, and therefore humbleness is to submit to the truth and to honor people. To submit to the truth, regardless who said the truth, whether the truth came from a friend or from a foe, from a young person or an old person. Rasulullah accepted the truth that came by the tongue of a devil. When Abu Huraira reported to him an incident about somebody who was stealing from the sadaqa of Baytul Mal, and it was some jinn, and that jinn, in order for him to be released from Abu Huraira, he told Abu Huraira, you set me free and I will teach you something. And he told him, if you recite Ayatul Kursi before you sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a guard for you that will guard you throughout the night. And when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him that, and he said, صَدَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبُ, he's spoken the truth, even though he is a great liar. So the point, we accept the truth regardless, because being too arrogant to accept the truth, it is a sort of rebelling against the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth, the source of truth is the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore humbleness also implies that we submit to revelation without questioning, without protesting, without showing any resentment toward this, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, and by this I will conclude that humbleness implies that we accept for ourselves as brothers those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted for himself as servants. When you have a problem with your brother, when you feel that you are better, remember that your brother is a slave of Allah, and Allah has accepted him as a slave of Allah, as a Muslim. So know that you cannot reject for yourself either brother whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted for himself as a slave.